Now joined by head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Bulldog Wrestling Program. Well, coach, we knew in January we'd get to this point where we talk about wrestling meets and stuff coming up, and we'd throw a weather forecast in there too. And, you know, you got a lot coming up. Thursday, Friday for the boys, or Thursday, Saturday for the boys, and then Friday for the girls. But there's some snow coming in, it sounds like, Thursday night and Friday.
Yeah, there are, and it's going to be a challenge to get all of these in. I've got my fingers crossed that maybe they'll back off of the snow amounts, and we'll get to take the girls Friday and take the boys Saturday.
It's not anything that's going to change in future years, because wrestling season is 2.5 months, and it's over 2.5 months where it's the coldest time of the year. So, you know, it comes with the territory being a wrestling coach. You're going to deal with weather at some point.
Yeah, it's almost a certain thing.
So let's look at the schedule here, and before we do that, we'll look back at how the boys wrestled, and the girls for that matter, last Thursday as you hosted Carrollton and Maysville. I know that they were really excited to get a chance to wrestle. Not all of them did because of forfeits and those things, and that's kind of frustrating. But you had some ups and downs, it sounded like, just with the overall triangular.
Yeah, we did. It was always, I was thrilled that we walked away with two wins in the home gym in front of the home crowd, and the girls too. It is, like you said, frustrating, I think, is the perfect word for when we have forfeits and no one to wrestle in those weights, especially. I know the girls were eager to get matches in front of the home crowd, and we just didn't match up in terms of weight classes with Carrollton and Maysville, especially on the girls' side. But on the boys' side, we walked away with two dual wins, and there were several good things that I saw, along with some things that we need to fix before the postseason.
Well, and there were, you know, let's talk about the things that you feel like you need to fix, because it was the first wrestling duel that you had in a long time. Were some of the things that you need to fix, are they things that you see cropping up time and again, coach, where you're trying to drilling it into the boys and the girls that they need to improve on this? Or was a lot of it last week just the fact that they were a little bit rusty and it was the first event of the new year?
It looked like a combination of both. You know, there were a few things that popped up that I could have chalked up to maybe not being in an actual competition for a little while, but a lot of it were things that seem to be repeating, and it's things that we've got to drill and drill and drill until we stop making those mistakes. And so that is the purpose of drilling in the wrestling room. We create that muscle memory.
This is what happens in sports too. And I know, you know, if you're talking football or wrestling or baseball or whatever the sport is, track and field, it's all the same. That once they get it and once they can put it onto an actual match, generally, you know, they have whatever the problem is in the rearview mirror, but boy, sometimes it's just hard to get it drilled into them to do it on match night because, you know, they're nervous or anything like that. But it's kind of one of those things that once it clicks, they're good to go.
Yeah, you know, I've had several kids in the past that do exactly as you just said. In the practice room, we'll be working a new technique, we'll be working something, and I tell them, guys, this is going to work. You need to go out and do it in competition, and they'll be just really hesitant to try it because it goes back to that comfort zone. It's not in their comfort zone, and they don't believe in it yet, but that one time that they actually do try it and it works for them in a match, that's when moves really start to stick.
So let's look at the schedule coming up. For those that have the Coca-Cola schedules, you're making me aware of this. It says you're at Polo on Thursday night. And I think a lot of the Thursday stuff, if you look at the forecast, I think, you know, crossing fingers and saying this, that it's going to happen, that the weather's going to come in after midnight on Friday. But don't go to Polo, Coach says. That is going to be at Marceline. So if you're looking at that, it looks like a triangular at Polo. Not the case. You're going to go east and not west.
Yeah, going down to over to Marceline, rather.
So, you know, Marceline's tough. Yeah. Every year in wrestling, they got one of the better wrestling programs in the state, obviously. You've seen Polo now as a member of the Grand River Conference for a number of years, Coach. How good is the triangular on Thursday?
It should be pretty good. We've got we've actually ran into Marceline before, and we had a real close duel with him. We ended up pulling that one off, and I think it's going to be kind of nice to be able to measure which team has improved the most since we last dueled, and that's one of the benefits of seeing Marceline twice. And one thing I know about Marceline's program is their kids always improve by the end of the year, and they're almost a different team than where they started. So that's going to be a good duel, just to be a good litmus test to tell us where we're at. I don't know much about Polo. We haven't seen him this year except at a couple of the tournaments that we've wrestled. So as far as numbers, I'm not really sure where they're at.
You know, we talked last week about how wrestling Maysville head-to-head was important because you got a couple of programs that are both chasing Gallatin for the top spot in the GRC. Boy, and it looks like every time, Coach, that you wrestle Maysville, it's very, very tight. You know, they get a couple of wins, you get a couple of wins, there's a couple of forfeits here and there, but it's been this way for a couple of years. The Wolverines and the Bulldogs, you're looking at that scoreboard the whole time to see who gets the win.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was close throughout the whole duel, and it came down to the end, basically, it seems like it has been that way for the last couple of years. They've got some really good wrestlers, and in fact, we gave some of their best wrestlers opens, and they kind of returned the favor on that.
You were mentioning here, and we'll get in some specifics on this, but the girls, if the weather holds and you're able to do it, the girls have a wrestling event on Friday at Plattsburgh, right?
Yeah, it's an all-girls tournament at Plattsburgh, and the competition time is 4:30 for that, and I'm just hoping the weather holds up for it.
I would like to think, too, that, and of course this is looking at, okay, say the weather doesn't hold because, you know, it's Friday, it does look iffy at this point. Hopefully that would be something that, whether it's a Monday that you could find in the schedule or something like that, hopefully that could be something that if there is weather difficulties with getting it in, that would be able to be run on a night when most teams could get there, because, you know, the girls do need the action at this point.
Yeah, they absolutely need as many matches as they can get, because their districts is a week before the boys, mm-hmm. and the more people that we can see, the better we're going to be.
Well, and I'm interested to see here because, you know, by all indications, we're going to get snow Thursday and Friday or in that time frame. So, you know, the question is, you got stuff on Saturday. Is it cleared up enough to get out on Saturday? And I don't know at this point, but you hope for an answer for that, because the Plattsburgh tournament on Saturday, the Sam Martin tournament, there's going to be a lot of teams heading there.
Yeah, and it's always a good tournament. You know, last year we actually got snowed out last year, and they postponed it until the following Monday, and it just felt pretty weird because we took a bus down to Plattsburgh throughout the school day or during the school day, and they had a wrestling tournament when school was in session. So that was a new experience for all teams involved.
And I remember this from last year, too, because, you know, back-to-back weekends the Chiefs played last year, and I didn't have access to my satellite because it was covered in snow. I know we had those weekend issues last year with the snowstorms.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like clockwork.
Yeah, I say I was not able to watch the Chiefs and Patriots last year. It was not happening on my satellite. It just too much snow buried on it. Coach, what's kind of the biggest thing that you're looking for from your wrestling team right now? Next step here going into mid January.
The biggest thing, I think we need to work on our consistency, and we need to, I was talking to each kid by this part of the season, they need to find a move that suits them, and a move that they can go to for sure to score points on their feet, to score points from the bottom position and the top position. So it's kind of an individual game right now in figuring out what type of wrestler you are and what you like to use in a live match. If we can get that kind of pinned down, the postseason should be fun to watch.
I'll make this point about Marceline, too, because we were talking about the Tigers earlier. When you went to the Marceline tournament, they weren't at full strength because they still had guys either playing football or had just got done with football, and those guys are now going to be fully onto the wrestling team for Marceline. That'll make them stronger.
Oh, yeah, they are a different team than what we saw earlier in the year, so that'll definitely add some dimension.
That's the way things look for the Trenton Bulldogs. They do have a duel coming up, let's see here, Tuesday, 21st, at Richmond, at Trenton Brookfield Richmond, and that one is correct on the schedule, right?
That one is correct, yeah.
Outstanding. A lot coming up for the Bulldogs. We'll try to keep the snow and the ice away best as possible. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck with the meets coming up.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.